Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. There is no other. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is my website. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Ted Fishman is our guest, our longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our great friends, the author of China Inc. and Shock of Grey. We're talking about mega cities. Ted says that there are, that is where the significant economic growth is. 80% of the new economic activity around the world is happening in urban places. Ted, thanks again for hanging out with us. How many mega cities are there on the planet? Do we know?
Let's see. Well, it depends how you count, but I think you could probably come up with a very good list of 20. Let's see.
20, and that would be, and the criteria is over 20 million people.
Yeah, 20 million. Yeah, and I think it's also, you know, 20 million with some sort of level of economic activity there. So the Forbes list has some. It's put together by my friend Joel Kotkin. Karachi's at the top, Shenzhen, China, which was a city of 30,000, 35 years ago, just 30,000
wow.
people. Today it has 12 million. There's Lagos, Nigeria, 12 million. Beijing, 18 million. That's really gone up. It was around 10 million in just around 2000. Bangkok, 14. Dhaka, Bangladesh.
Those are under 20 million. Do they still consider them to be mega cities?
Yeah, they're still mega, probably because of they're very central to the regions that they're in.
Right.
And you know, Shanghai is on the list, of course, 22 million.
So you're holding out these mega cities as a generator of economic activity. But
yeah,
aren't they also generating other challenges like impact on resources, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, cities are efficient at using resources because there's lots of shared resources. It's the accumulated resources that look so scary. You know, the cities tend to be warmer than other places on the planet. If you get lots more of these huge cities, you're going to have a warmer planet. But in terms of using public services like healthcare, education, telecommunication, the economies of scale in the city far outweigh getting all of those services to people elsewhere if they didn't
mm-hmm.
exist. And that's why people come to the cities, because it's valuable to them to be in proximity to these services, even if they don't have it. If you go to a city and you're around a lot of smart people, it's better than being in the country with around a lot of less than educated people.
But is it not also, aren't a lot of cities, aren't people attracted a lot to cities because of benefits that they get from the government? Isn't that part of it?
You know, in most of these places that I've mentioned, the government does not help people all that much.
So it's not like in America.
it's not anything like America, you know.
Yeah. They might go there. So if they're going to a major city, they're actually going there. In a lot of these countries, if they go to a major city, they're actually going there for opportunity, you think?
Yeah, they're going there for opportunity. You know,
Because if I were poor in America, I'd go somewhere rural where I could plant my own food and have my own chickens. You know what I mean? I wouldn't go to the big city myself. That would be, of course.
Well, we have a country. You know, our country is rich in infrastructure. So one thing that's different about America than a lot of the places we're talking about is smaller cities in the United States have really become the big engines of small business generation too.
Right.
And you know, that's not true in a lot of these other places. The small city is where you don't want to be. You know, another thing that's interesting about these megacities is that in a lot of the new realms of the economy, which are low-cost startup realms, if you're making cell phone apps, for example, you know, these are businesses that you could start up in a year and have thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of customers as soon as you press the on button. And one of the things that happens in a city is you get this kind of network creativity where you get all kinds of businesses like that. So in China, there were 100 million cell phone users, most of them urban in these giant urban centers. I should say smartphone users just a year ago. Now there are 500 million. So there's a five-fold increase in smartphones. There were 200 companies making mobile phone games a year ago. Now there's 900 of them.
Wow.
And that's because, you know, there is a kind of, you know, accelerator effect on creativity in these big cities. And they're very, very good places in a wired world to go start a business, get talent to help you.
What does that say about the overall health of the populace, though, the economic condition of the populace, if that many can afford a smartphone and have the time to play a game?
Yeah, I think, smartphones are their own thing. You know, what economists are finding is that people will make almost any sacrifice they can to get a better phone. You know, they will.
Well, of course, and now we know that smartphones are no more expensive to make than a regular phone. So that part of it is kind of off the table. But you see what I mean about the thing? If we've got time to play a game, then I must not be hungry.
Well, you might be playing a game while you're on your 1.5-hour bus ride to your job.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, this is what people are doing with their phones. They're watching videos. Mm-hmm. They're playing games while they're, you know, it's a kind of, you know, it gets us off the topic a little bit, but it doesn't, because what happens when you live in a city is you need all kinds of snack experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm not doing something now. I need a data snack.
So it's
and your
own,
phone gives you your data
own,
snack.
It's its own need generator and own resource generator. Just a little ecosystem there for itself. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and let Ted tell us some more about megacities and why we should care. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.